Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.752 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tausch out till the end of the week. We have ESPN's Jason Wilde on the line with us this morning. So we haven't talked, Jason, until, you know, like my panic. Not that I thought this deal wasn't going to get done, but I didn't want it to draw out. You tried to allay my concerns, and everything is fine now. So we've now seen Jordan Love on the practice field, in pads. How's everything look?
Yeah, he stinks.
All right, thanks for talking, okay. Jason.
We locked up a lot of money in that guy.
No, he doesn't stink. But you were very concerned, and you weren't the only one. I will give you that. I think there were other folks that had those concerns. But, you know, he's had two practices now. They did not practice yesterday, and now we'll have today, tomorrow, and Thursday practices, and I'm guessing he'll get more into the swing of things, because to your point, while you were panicking, you know, being there and watching practice, and then we learned that after practice he would go inside the Hudson Center and throw to a couple injured guys and a couple of equipment guys, which is not the same as throwing in practice, but he did start a little bit slow. You could see the rust, and I thought Matt LaFleur, Eric and I were talking about this yesterday. I thought Matt LaFleur did a really good job of saying, look, this is why we practice. Like, even this rising star quarterback that we're all excited about needs practice. And so, you know, he's had some really good throws. He had a great deep ball that he hit Christian Watson on. And then he also threw a pick six the other day. So he's kind of getting his sea legs back underneath him. But that chapter is now resolved. I think both sides can be happy about where they landed on the contract. And now, as Jordan put it, now it's time to get to work on going to win a Super Bowl.
ESPN's Jason Wilde is with us this morning. Hey, it was at the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame golf outing. Talked to Donald Driver yesterday, one of your favorites, I know. And I was asking him the same question that you and I have talked about a little bit. In terms of the receivers, you got a lot of young guys. Everybody's going to be looking to get touches. Donald is buying into what we're hearing from the Packers, that these are unselfish guys in that receivers room. And as long as things are going well, guys are happy to have the ball spread around.
Yeah, the key phrase there, I don't know if that's yours or Donald's, is as long as things are going
right,
well.
That's right? Mine. When we're winning, it's all good.
Because, you know, look, one of the great things that they had going for them for so many years was not just two Hall of Fame back-to-back quarterbacks, but the fact that they always had kind of this line of succession at wide receiver. And that's why this is so different, you know, because it was Sterling Sharp, and then it was Robert Brooks, then it was Antonio Freeman, then it was Donald, right? Then it was Greg Jennings, then it was Jordy Nelson, then it was Devontae Adams. And that was where the lineage ended, and they restocked the position. No offense to Alan Lazard, but he was not a legitimate number one wide receiver. And so now they're in this spot where it's not as clear-cut, but as Donald would tell you, for much of his career, they didn't go into training camp going, God, I wonder who the number one wide receiver is. It was him. And so I don't think it's a problem now, but I don't want to be Pollyanna-ish. I think, you know, guys do want theirs. And especially as we get closer to these guys being at the end of their rookie contracts, they want to get paid. And that factors into whether you get paid or not. So it's great. I'm glad they're all singing Kumbaya in the wide receiver room. But that is something that will have to be managed, and we will see if Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love can keep everybody continued happy going through an entire NFL season.
ESPN Wisconsin, Jason Wilde with us on Wisconsin's Morning News. All right, Jason, the calendar turns pretty soon here to August, and one of the staples, at least in Green Bay, of August is Family Night coming up. I've been to a grand total of one, and it was probably about 20 years ago when they still had teams coming in for scrimmages. I know we understand that we're not expecting to see big leaps and strides on Family Night by any means. It's mostly just quick team drills and activities. But especially for the young guys, it still has to be a pretty exciting moment when you step out and suddenly for just a scrimmage or practices, you got 75,000 in your face.
Yeah, even for guys that played at really big schools, right? I mean, this is, they obviously played in big games, but this is different. Now, remember, this is just a regular practice that happens to be in Lambeau Field. Ever since Brian Bulaga blew out his knee in a live tackling period at family night, they put an end to that. So it's just practice. But yes, it's almost like a dress rehearsal for the first preseason game, and it will be exciting for a lot of guys.
Appreciate it, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
ESPN's Jason Wilde with us in the absence of Mark Tauscher, who joins us once again later this week. 7:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.